Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More intellectual lightweightery.
Time to meet your makers.
Makers of what? Poop?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm reading an article about a woman who won half the Powerball.
Iowa woman?
Yeah, Leslie.
Since the others aren't put out there.
Lorene West, 51, single mom. She won't be single for long. She opted for there's two tickets, one in New York State, and her take home before taxes is $198 million. So I'm guessing she's well over a million, well over $100 million probably she'll get back, right? Doesn't say here what she says, but you know, she retired right away. So that was smart. She got grandkids, she's going to have a suitor, so I'm guessing, not a bad looking woman. 51-year-old woman. And she just bought a house. I'm thinking you should probably trade that in already. Because she just had a regular gig, so yeah, she's doing.
She hasn't built up any equity in that house. She's going to lose her ass.
You know, somebody's going to.
She might come out $20,000 behind on that if she sells it right away.
That's I'm hoping she's not thinking that way, because I don't know what that kind of money is, but I know that you don't worry about stuff like that. Somebody's got to get in your head. You don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Well, I don't think she is.
No, she's so far, but she didn't say anything about the new house. I don't want to pick on her yet. She did say she's going to trade in her 147,000-mile vehicle and get something for all the kids to drive in. And
for all the grandkids.
Okay, but I told Todd off the air, I said, do not buy a $50,000 van. Buy a $200,000 Escalade with all the trimmings, because you can pile a bunch of kids in those things because they're huge, and you got all the bells and whistles, and $200,000 is nothing.
You should probably talk to a finance guy or someone who has
that kind of
money.
Oh, she probably has.
Somebody has that kind of money, and tell her what she can spend without even, it's not even a dent. It's not a dent.
I did hear on the news last night, they said she'd already set up a foundation, and she's got people.
Well, no, she does a foundation, but when we're talking about find people that actually have that kind of money.
But I'm saying she's already set up a foundation. Obviously, she's talked to
the
lawyers.
But the foundation is for charity. That's for charity. Yeah. I'm talking about people teach her how to spend that kind of cash.
People have that kind of money because most people can't wrap their brain around it.
And the guy's putting a foundation don't have that kind of money either. The lawyer's making that foundation for it don't have that kind of money. We're talking about somebody that actually is worth $100 million.
Yeah.
And tell her what she can spend, and she won't miss it because interest will take care of that right away.
She's probably already done that.
Yeah, I'm guessing a financial advisor.
She probably has people. That's why it's taken so long.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about those kind of people. I'm talking about find somebody that has $100 million in the bank, and that person will say, listen, you can blow $5 million on this because you're going to make it back in a year anyway. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I mean, those kind of people. Yes. Obviously, she has lawyers involved like that. Good for her. 51, though. She ain't single for long.
Oh, she may be.
And some guy just dumped her. You know that.
She's got no reason to get married.
I know, but you know, some guy just broke up. They broke up, 6 months ago. You know, just something about that in her life, you know. This is probably why people don't come forward. Because we dissect them. But good for her.
She actually won half of the Powerball. The other half has not been.
Yeah, New York State.
Haven't claimed that one
yet. And the one down South Carolina, the big single ticket, that person never came forward, right?
Well, they don't have to.
They don't have to in South Carolina, right? Yeah.
And I don't blame them for not.
No, I probably wouldn't either if you didn't have to.
See, I got
People are going to know anyway. People in your immediate circle in your town are going to know you want it.
Oh, yeah.
The nation will not know. You're right.
If you're from a small town.
Even a city, they're going to know.
Yeah.
It would get around. If somebody won in this town $100 million, somebody of somebody we'd know would know them.
I actually got sucked into one of those My Lotto Dream Home shows the other night.
I watch them when they look for something cool.
But it wasn't.
I know.
I'd like to not spend more than $150,000.
Right.
And I went,
what'd she win?
How did you get on the show?
But what'd she win? Sometimes they win.
It was a million.
Okay.
Yeah. Before taxes.
So, you know, what, about 600 grand?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
And but, she only wants to spend a sixth of that on the...
Yeah, but if you're buying it outright, though, you have no payments coming up. So you're right. Puss is right
but
about
that. But I'm not blaming her.
No, no.
I'm blaming the people making the show.
Yeah.
Don't put that on My Lottery Dream Home because it's not a dream home.
They do it all the time, Puss, because I watch that show. I like that host. He's pretty cool. I mean, he's actually pretty good at that. But they do that a lot, and they get people that win $1 million scratch-off tickets. Hey, we all want that. Don't get me wrong. But you're right. That's not a dream home.
No.
Yeah.
Dream home is something with a pool and a
$5-10 million home,
or $2 million home.
Sure.
$150,000 is a dream home for like Barbie. That's a dollhouse.
Right.
That's a dream dollhouse.
The title of the show is wrong.
Yeah.
Because they do
misleading.
A lot of those. They do a lot of those because they don't have a lot of big time winners. It's always they want $1 million on a scratch off ticket.
Yeah. Well, what would you like? Well, two bedrooms and preferably two baths. Well, that's not a dream home. That's everybody's house. That's everybody's house.
For someone who does not have a home.
But that's not the title of the show. Dream house for somebody who doesn't have a home.
Again, I'm not blaming the winner. No. I'm blaming the people making the show.
Yeah, the show. Because you know what? Yeah. They're doing promos now, him sitting in a throne, throwing cash, and they show mansions on the program.
Exactly.
More than likely, it's those kind of people that won $1 million scratch off, and Craig's right, you don't want to blow that all, and you're buying a $150,000 house, right?
But it does...
Depending where you live, too.
Satisfy one of the dreams, and no payment.
That is a dream, but it's taxes.
You don't have a mortgage.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to pay property taxes.
Right. Wait a minute. Are you suggesting?
But I'm with you on that.
The equivalent of clickbait on TV?
Yep. Pretty much, yeah.
No!
Yeah.
I'm appalled!
Yeah.
But I think some people actually like that part of it, too. I'm the dreamer guy. I want it, like Todd. Todd wants a private jet, for Christ's sakes.
That jet's not good enough for you?
I'll even go lower than that. But even that's pretty cool.
Well, I also get pissed off when I see the Island Hunters show, and it's an island in the middle of a lake in Michigan.
Yeah.
No. Somewhere southern in the Caribbean, on a beach. No, that's an island.
They suck you in on that one, too.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Which island? They do that.
An island in the middle of Lake Michigan?
They sell those things.
Just like
somewhere it's not warm.
Chain of lakes in Michigan or southern Canada or somewhere.
Yeah, that ain't right.
You know, I've been to Hawaii. Yeah.
Which island?
You like a licky dicky?
How much does you like a licky dicky go for?
If you have to ask.
That's in Michigan. You like a licky dicky.
Yeah.
It's an Indian name, isn't it?
The island's in Michigan. You'd probably have to get a snowmobile.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
your boat's no good in the winter.
It goes against what I think of when I see the title Island Hunters.
Island Hunters. Right.
It's going to be beachy and warm. It's upstate New York.
Yeah, I don't watch those shows. If I don't even watch them anymore, they'll do Caribbean Life on HGTV and fly somewhere, and everybody, granted, you still want to be there, but they just show like a little condo for like, and the price is real high.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to live there.
No.
But you would, but you want to dream on these shows.
Yeah.
Insane pools. I like that.
Yeah.
Insane pools. You know, heating systems and islands and waterfalls and flames that go in the air. That's insane.
I forget the name of it. There was the one show where they build like the $700,000 deck on the back of your house.
Oh, yeah, the mega decks.
Mega decks.
Mega decks.
It, yeah.
Be careful how you say that, Craig. Or don't be. Show me your mega deck.
All right.
Yeah, I figure if you're going to get dreamy.
It's a $700,000 deck, right?
Seriously, I've seen something. There's like $600,000-$700,000.
No, I like that show, too.
On just the deck.
Just the deck.
You might as well get super greedy.
Right.
Like,
I'm with you.
The private plane.
I'm with you. Oh, no. Yeah, private plane sounds cool.
I told you about it is a private ski hill. And when we were talking about that, I ran across an article. Apparently, outside of Yellowstone, there is a ski hill, which is pretty much like a country club. And it's like 3,000 acres. It's a good-sized ski hill, but you're not, in order to join that place, was $400,000.
Well, yeah, because there's rich people go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want to keep people off the... They don't want to ski with the unwashed.
Yeah, $400,000.
The guys are running the post.
Then you had to have property on the hill, worth at least $2 million. And then I think it was like $40,000, $50,000 a month for your maintenance fees.
Telling you, if you vote Republican today, you'll get that eventually. Yeah. That's going to come your way. That's the stuff they're trying to sell you.
I mean, that's like 1/10 of 1%.
Oh, yeah.
That can afford that, but obviously they sold it out.
They must have sold it out.
It exists.
Single mom. 51.
Yeah, she don't need your tired ass.
Well, that's a good point.
She doesn't.
She doesn't need my tired ass. Plus, what I'd have to pay my wife to get out of it,
pale in comparison. Would pale in comparison.
Yeah, she's, where's this town? Earlham.
Iowa.
It's your state. Come on.
Yeah.
Help me out.
We know all of the cities in our state.
You should know short of the quadrant. I try to do the quadrants when you mention Pennsylvania all the time.
Yeah, but you're no good at
know?
That.
I'm better than most.
Know. You don't.
I'm better than puss in Iowa is.
How do you spell it?
Earlham.
Do you know how many little podunk towns there are in Iowa?
Earlham. Same with Pennsylvania.
I'm going to have to say all of them minus
two. Actually, she's from it. She bought it. Earlham.
It's actually
five.
Just this side of Des Moines.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a couple hours drive.
You would drive fairly close to that if you were to drive from here to Des Moines.
Yeah, you'd pass right by.
How many guys are really, and I'm saying you're right, the tired ass thing is true, but how many guys are really thinking, man, I just got to make a play and act like I know her and act like I'm really into her? Like you just, I mean, how do you even do that?
Well, you move to Earl.
No. If you're in the area and you know who she actually is, if you know who she actually is, and you ask a person out on a date, she's not going to say yes. You can't. She's not going to buy anything you're saying
to
her. Right.
She's the only guy she's ever going to date is somebody she's just meeting for the first time who doesn't know her situation.
And he might not know, right.
Or someone she's known for a long time.
She may be involved with someone now. We don't know.
But she doesn't need his tired ass.
She doesn't need his tired ass either.
This is why you also don't give your name out, because we're dissecting her backstory.
a nationwide recall is being issued on certain birth control pills. Janssen Pharmaceuticals has issued a voluntary recall of one lot of Orthonovum, 135 tablets, and two lots of Orthonovum, 777 tablets. The affected packages apparently do not contain the appropriate instructions for the Veridate dispenser.
Man, I have no idea what that meant, except that people that do are, that's important, though, right?
It is risky to take the pills without these particular instructions because the patients could take the pills in the wrong order.
Okay.
Which could result in breakthrough bleeding or, more importantly,
breakthrough bleeding doesn't sound good.
Unintended pregnancy.
Yeah, that's the big one there. That's why puss is puss is fixed.
Aren't there like seven dummy pills in a pack of 28?
I never really counted. I've seen those packs laying around in my life, you know.
I find them at parties from time to time.
Because you put them there?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Somebody left them at your party once.
No, I had the pre-Thanksgiving party one year where we found some birth control pills in the couch.
They were pusses.
Yeah.
They're hermaphrodite.
Don't blacklight that couch.
No,
they just fell out of her purse.
Uh-huh.
She came back later to claim them.
With her baby?
In about 10 months, she came back.
Yeah. I was like, here I tried one just to see what they were.
Yeah,
so you're down one.
Right. Oh, you didn't get any buzz at all. Just killed the pain.
These Tic Tacs are horrible.
I like to experiment with all the drugs possible.
Right.
You chop it up and snort it.
Mm-hmm.
The Girl Scouts of the United States of America is suing the Boy Scouts of America over more inclusive Boy Scouts programs. The Boy Scouts has a new campaign called Scout Me In that allows girls to join the Scouts. According to the suit, the boys are confusing parents of little girls because people who want to sign up for Girl Scouts are mistakenly signing up for girls' programs under the Boy Scouts umbrella. The Girl Scouts say the Boy Scouts are tarnishing the reputation and goodwill that they have built over the years.
If the application says Boy Scouts, and you're looking for Girl Scouts, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, what if it says we blow? It's yeah, either one.
This is, yeah, yeah, we do.
This is the kind of stuff.
You sign your girl up for we blows, you're in trouble there.
Makes the Ditkas mad.
Yeah. Like, oh, it does. Yeah.
Why can't I go to Curves?
Right. Exactly.
There's a room. In
Where's my white TV network?
Right, in my gym. Right.
That's called Fox.
CMT.
Fox, yeah. Too, now.
Oh, that
Fox.
Too.
That is only women can go into, because, you know, so they don't have guys staring at their asses.
Oh, they actually just have a women yoga class?
No, it's the gym.
Oh, the gym, got it.
It's treadmills and machines and such.
Why they separate that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It's the first I've heard of it.
I've heard of gyms doing
Oh, they
that.
Do that. Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with
it. Oh, they don't want scummy
that.
Dudes walking up saying, how you doing?
Yeah.
Well, or just, you
or
know.
Dudes.
Or they want to be able to use free weights without the meatheads, you know,
well, that makes
in
sense.
The way.
Yeah. Yeah, but so you do know? Guys. I think guys want to use the free
yeah,
weights without the meatheads.
Yeah, I would like that, too. I'd like to get on a treadmill now, without some guy staring at my ass.
No, you don't.
Don't have such a
Don't lie to us.
That's why you go there.
That's why you wear those skimpy pants.
Yeah, right. that eliminates some of those good machines you get to see the girls in. Once again, dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good machines being the...
The spread open one, butt ones.
Is that the adductor or the abductor?
Yeah, one or two. It's those two. I don't know which one's which. Yeah.
One with the thighs wide open.
One goes out, one
like,
goes in.
Like Creed would say.
But yeah. I remember one gym that I used to go to. There was a machine where if you were working it, you were staring directly at whoever was working the abductor machine.
Just a nice little pooper on
some
there.
Some evil designer. Nice no, little... no, you'd be looking at Spread Eagle.
Oh, that? Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they wore short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
So you incorporated that machine into every day's workout?
Yeah.
I tried to.
There.
Yeah. See, I've been to some gyms where they're kind enough to put those two machines facing the wall.
Still see in a mirror, though.
Something, mm-hmm. Well, sometimes there's not a mirror on that wall. They'll be kind enough to just, you know,
okay,
be discreet about
that. This whole
about
conversation
that one,
right? Is the reason they have these rooms now.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you've got to bring your own mirror.
We asked the question, and then we answered the question.
Yeah, we did.
But no, some creepy guy laid out the design of that room. There was no reason that machine should have been staring right at that machine.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It could have moved it a little over this way or a little over that way or move the other machine. And what do you, you know, are you supposed to? Yeah. It's hard to, deflect your glaze.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm deflecting the glaze.
I hope you mean gaze. But...
yeah, gaze. Something else is happening. Something else is, something else is happening at the gym if you're deflecting glaze.
It's like a donut guy who's like wiping stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Donut.
Blocking stuff.
Little Freudian there.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Upon further review... General Motors entering the bicycle business. They have revealed two models of electric bikes that will go on sale next year.
Defeats the exercise purpose, right?
Kind of does. Why don't you just get a motorcycle then?
These e-bikes are pedal bikes with a small battery pack and an electric motor. As the rider pedals, the electric motor gives additional power.
I get that. You live in a community where you can actually ride your bike places. Why not?
Yeah, it's one of the two bike models.
More of a mode of transportation at that point. You know?
Foldable.
I always wonder when people ride their bikes to work, no matter where it's at, unless there's a shower there, how disgusting is that? I just don't get that. I don't get that.
That would be my ultimate roadblock.
Do you want to sweat anywhere in your regular clothes while you're at work?
No.
And no matter what you do for a living, unless you work outside or something, you're going to sweat anyway. I get that part.
Well,
then you're not going to the exercise. You're
some people aren't. That bad, you know, they don't sweat that much.
But
if, and I can
I
get
don't
that.
Sweat at all. I mean, you're riding a bike 5 miles to work or just a mile to work.
Yeah.
You're sweating.
In August?
Right.
Well, you just might go to the bathroom and wipe yourself down with paper towels.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good start to the day.
Give yourself a little sponge bath.
In the sink at the office.
Because you want to be the guy walking in while the biker has his one foot up on the sink.
Soaking the undercarriage.
Yeah.
Right. Late to all the meetings.
Right.
I always like to guess when I see people riding bikes, dudes, it's like middle-aged dudes especially. Like, is that guy fitness or is it DUI?
DUI, right. Well, you can tell if it's jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah. Jeans is a DUI.
If they're wearing the jeans, he lost his license.
Or he's going to work where there's no shower.
Right.
Last guy I knew that had that problem was working the overnight shift at the radio station in the winter.
And that was DUI,
And that was DUI.
Oh, no.
He used to ride his bike, right?
Yeah. Oh, he was miserable.
And he learned his lesson.
He did.
Yeah. He didn't do that again.
Yeah.
I don't see the guy riding his bike at 5 a.m. every morning.
I used to see a guy all the time. I haven't seen a guy in a while.
So he must have got his license back. Mm. Or he just got sick of riding his bike
to work, right?
Screw
it.
I'll take
by a car.
Right. Yeah. I'll take my chances.
Yeah. Well, the next fun thing that people are doing to enjoy themselves is, well, you know, there's the axe throwing and there's the dodgeball, but now there is archery dodgeball.
I didn't see. What's the ball look like at the end of the arrow? Pretty thick? Because that would hurt. Wouldn't it?
Well, they're not. They don't make it where it hurts.
No, I thought it was a dodgeball, and then instead of catching it, you try to put an arrow through it as they throw it at you.
Two teams made up of 10 people each started opposite end of the fields with empty bows, and when the whistle blows, they rush to the middle and grab arrows and attempt to hide behind inflatable obstacles to dodge an arrow flying towards them.
Well, it's paintball.
The arrows are foam.
Right. Yeah. It's paintballs with bow and arrow.
Right.
But then you catch them and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But still, it's dodgeball.
You don't
want to
play the
arrows.
Indian kids; they'll kick your ass.
You don't want to. you do want to. You do not want to use the ones that have blades at the end.
Yeah, I'd be afraid that somebody slip a blade.
And that's
in there.
Called murder.
Yeah. Somebody slip a blade in there.
That'll change your afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. Or flint.
We lost a dodgeball.
I like to tie a
five of us died.
Piece of flint to a a bamboo stick.
How'd you get a broadhead stuck in your arm? Well, I was playing dodgeball.
I lost.
Crazy game.
You're tuned to the greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.